Hello, friends. This is Vincent with Borderlink, and I currently live in Mickey City. Today's topic is summer vacation. I hope everyone listening is having or had a wonderful break. For my summer vacation, I will talk about a day I spent in Hakone, Japan. A little less than a two-hour train ride from Tokyo, many tourists visit it as a day trip excursion. Hakone has many different attractions to see, along with stunning nature, perfect for hiking. For a single day in Hakone, many people recommend a route called the Hakone Loop. So my day began near Gora Station, having spent the night in the area. I awoke to a cloudy day with a mist that covered the tops of the surrounding mountains. The journey began by taking the Hakone Tozan cable car from Gora Station up to the Hakone Ropeway. The ropeway leads up and through the mountains with breathtaking scenery, and on clear days, Mount Fuji is visible out the side of the window. But today, that was not the case, because as I ascended, I watched as each previous car was engulfed by a mist until my car had become completely surrounded, only to emerge eventually near a Wakodani. After getting out of the ropeway car, your nose is filled by the smell of sulfur, a smell that can be compared to that of rotten eggs. Owakadani has many active volcano vents that spew sulfur, leaving parts of the surface stained yellow. The area has a few places to shop and eat and is famous for their black boiled eggs. A set of four costs 500 yen and they are delicious. They are given to you hot, and on cold days, I can imagine them being used to warm your hands. Now it is time to descend on another ropeway from Owakadani toward Lake Ashinoko. The views of the lake and surrounding tree-covered mountains were stunning, but I noticed that a line of cars heading up to Owakadani was absurdly long and at times not even moving. Once at Lake Ashinoko, there are guided tours across the lake in famous pirate boats. These seemed like fun, but were crowded, so I decided to forgo the ship and walk the nature path down the Hakone Shrine. The path takes about an hour and a half without any stops and has plenty of tree cover, which can be helpful on hot, sunny days. On the way down the path, I stopped at Kyuzuyu Shrine and Hakone Inn before finally getting to Hakone Shrine. Famous for their torii gate in the water, there was a long line of people waiting to get their pictures taken with it. The shrine itself is several flights of stairs up the mountain and is gorgeous, surrounded by massive trees and painted in a unique deep red color. It is definitely worth a visit. Further down the path is a shopping and food area with some lakeside charm. From there, I took a bus to Kowakidani Station. One train stop later brings you to the Hakone Open Air Museum, a place filled with whimsical outdoor exhibits. One more stop is Gora Station and the end of a wonderful day. Thank you all for listening.